Talk Radio Network.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown for actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood, what's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hi, welcome to Hollywood Connections 106.1 FM, The Heat, on your drive time home. We are in our beautiful Clearwater Beach studios, and we've got a surprise for you. And I know my engineer is, do you still hear that ticking?
It is.
I know what it is. It, just take that down for a second and see what happens.
That's not it.
Okay.
We moved it.
All right. So what we're doing, we are doing live. And he said, where's that ticking noise? Is that from TikTok? And I said, no.
Oh, there you come up. Just came up, Dawn Reese's live.
Yeah, so there's some kind of bell sound? I'm not sure what it is. We'll find that out. So we are live. So let's go. We're going to do an intro on, actually, we have two guests that are online. I'm waiting for Scooby to call in. Is there another gentleman on the phone yet? If he doesn't call in, we have one of the TikTokers I found singing, and he is going to be actually calling in just a second. And then I have a gentleman, Ryan. He actually helps a lot of people. And let's play this music. You all know this song. Bounce with me. We'll be right back. Dawn Reese, 106.1 FM, The Heat. My co-host is here. Come on over. Get in. Get in. I haven't seen you in a month.
I know, right?
Now freeze. Tell you this in closing. I know we might seem imposing, but trust me, if we ever show in your section, believe me, it's for your own protection. Cause we see things that you need not see, and we be places that you need not be. So go with your life, forget the Roswell crap, show love to the black suit, cause that's the men in, that's the men in.
Sorry.
Back here, not sure that we have a big old dog in the house. It's if we have a guard dog. You can hear it. Okay, at least had to run out to use the restroom. Can you get a shout out? The only way you can get a shout out is to give it love TikTok. I was going to say TikTok. I do have fresh breath. Hello. So the TikTokers that do get shout outs on my show, we do have some shout outs from the other day and today. Let me read. Actually, I just want to give mine first before we get into yours. Okay, so the other day I was playing I'm on TikTok, everybody. I actually am enjoying it so much.
TikTok and Facebook.
And Facebook right now. But I went live, and we actually had some TikTokers that gave us some, some coins.
Yeah.
And we're shouting up. So Mary420, please add her, because she guessed my age.
She did.
Yeah. And but look at my co-host, Lisa. Say hello.
Hold on. Hi, everybody. She thinks I'm like 60, so I'm 49.
She's 40-ish.
She's
40-ish.
She's still a baby.
I'll be reading some of your comments. comments during the songs. I am not sure, and we got to make sure if it's not that bad. Let's go to that second song, and we'll be right back. Dawn Reese, 106.1 FM, The Heat, and we're waiting for our guest, and I'm trying to find out who's on the air. So
these are shout-outs from the emotion.
Yeah. What song is that?
I can hear it.
I'm not sure what that is. So anyways, so the shout-outs that we're giving are people that donate to the show. As we actually fed a homeless man today, me and Chrissy, and that's where that money went today. The shout-outs, so if you give a TikTok, you'll be shouted out on the next show next Wednesday. And I'll still try to shout you out during some songs and so forth, what we're doing. So in the meantime, so Mary 420 was my first shout-out.
Yay, Mary 420.
Then we have, if they're joining in with us, then we had Kayla Nee. TikTok name is, actually, we have Jose Della. And then we have the TikTok name is at ZULUETA27. Gave me some roses today. Then we had Tomato. So I'm going to spell this out for you. TOMATOEMAHTO gifted me. And then we also had a shout out to at Sarah.ANALISA gifted me. Now, this show will go live Facebook watch party. It will also go live on YouTube. You can watch us, Tan Talk Radio Network, as well. And so, and Chrissy, while I step to my engineer room, would you please read the other TikTokers that actually gave a donation? And I'll be right back. And let's go to another song, Tommy. Let's do the third song. You probably all know this, and we'll be right back. I got to run to the engineer room. Lisa, say hi to my TikTokers for a minute.
His brother was the champion, but Kiki loved to dance. The second man was Choo Choo, a master of romance. He loved the damsel in distress, but not as much as dance. And then one day it happened. They went off to the world. They went on to a journey, idolized by the boys and girls. They learned so many lessons in all the foreign lands. But no matter where they wound up, they never stopped the dance. One day inside the station, in Amsterdam perchance, the men were dancing side by side by the man with the crooked glance. They turned to face each other, it was just happenstance that these two men would meet that day and do that fateful dance. Wow, you can really dance. Wow, you can really dance. He went. They said, we've both been dancing all this time, what a coincidence. And then they danced together like no one's danced before. The diplomats were dancing. They canceled all of the war.
No more.
The whole world celebrated.
And let's get Jeremiah on first guest. I'm waiting for Scooby to call in as well. And we've got a big dog. So this is a crazy day today. Oh, it's back. So we have a. There's something beeping in our system here.
For those of you who hear it, it's out of our control. We're just going to keep going.
Correct. So what I need you to do is, Jeremiah, are you on the phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. So you are my dear friend, and you have 15,000. Is that correct?
16 as of last night.
Woohoo! 16,000 TikTokers.
You go, boy.
So what is your TikTok name? Jeremiah Knight 7?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. So, Jeremiah, tell us what your TikTok, we're featuring him as well, what your TikTok live feed is about.
Mine is completely dedicated to spreading the word of God. It is all about Jesus. I decided back in November to dedicate everything that I did, including my Facebook, my Instagram, to Jesus. And my son was on this thing called TikTok, which I had never heard of. And in December of 2019, I was switching jobs, and I said, well, let's put up a TikTok. And I did after church, and I think that one maybe got 10 views. And the one I did after that, which was just me talking to people about Jesus on TikTok, you know, in those 15 seconds, jumped up to 10,000 views. And I
wow, 10,000 views
like
from
that?
Facebook.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Wow.
And then 4 or 5 later, went up to 70,000 views, and I was like, oh, I got to keep doing this. And maybe 10 more TikToks after that went up to 200,000 views.
Up to 200,000 views on TikTok. Wow.
Yeah, just on one video.
200,000. Amazing.
Yeah, 200,000, yes, ma'am.
Amazing. So, no, when do you go live? When people can watch your live feed?
Oh, I go 9 p.m. Central Time. So it's probably a little bit later for y'all, but...
y'all, you're for so us, sweet, y'all.
Yeah,
I know what... Y'all.
Lisa, you're getting ripped, by the way.
Thank you.
Too much muscle. No, that's fantastic.
It's because of the dip business, the seafood, Captain Rusty's, which I brought your dip.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so that's what it is. It's lugging coolers full of 150 pounds worth of crab dip, Cajun dip, and all that stuff. So
that builds a few muscles, girlfriend.
It sure did, man. It sure did. I busted awesome. My shirt. That's why I had to wear a dress.
I don't know how popular this opinion is going to be, but COVID-19 has been good.
Thank you.
I have TikTokers watching from all over the world. Yay. And we are here.
And we said Espanol also at this
Espanol, thank you for the roses. Who's ever sending me any type of TikTok gifts, you will be also shouted out. Yes. We've shouted out before the show. I'm waiting for Scooby to call in. He's a singer. Actually, he is late calling in. And actually, if anybody knows McCheese, I'm McCheese.
McCheese, that's hilarious.
I thought McCheese was shipping out today, though, honey.
I know. Who's on the line?
Scooby.
Is he on the line?
Yes, ma'am. This is Scooby.
Oh, I was trying to find you, and I have all these emails. Okay, Scooby, give your TikTok name.
Yes, everyone can find me as Scooby the Karaoke Guy.
Scooby the Karaoke Guy. Woo! And how long have you been on TikTok?
I've only been on TikTok for almost a month. Excuse me, almost a month now.
Okay, and how many would you say followers that you have? That are following you.
1.5K.
And when do you go live and perform, and then people send you TikToks? TikToks?
I'm on Central Time, so I normally go on live roughly around 8 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Oh, very cool. Okay, so I have a surprise on. Yeah, I know we have Creed Warner on, right?
Yes.
I have a surprise for you, Scooby. I found you on TikTok, and you know, when you were singing, I'm like, whoa, I'm throwing TikToks over to you. And anyways, Creed, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Dawn. How are you doing?
I'm fabulous. Creed is a record label, and I'm discovering talent on TikTok. And Creed, Scooby is on the line with us, and he's going to sing for you. How's that?
Awesome. Go ahead. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. And let me tell you, Creed is actually has major people from The Voice that have been on our show. He's a record label. And Lisa, you need that microphone. Yes.
I do. Sorry about that. I'm just sitting here in awe. I opened up a TikTok on the way here, and I don't know what I'm doing. Welcome to the real world as it is now.
That's right. So while I'm on the air, I'm going to have him sing for you. Are you going to sing a cappella, Scooby?
Not familiar with that kind of song.
Or anything. I mean, just sing without music.
I'll duet with you, Scooby.
Oh, you can do that on TikTok.
Oh, we can duet?
Yeah,
I get my name and all that, I just opened it. I don't even know what I'm doing, so.
We're going to teach you.
Yep, it'll be fun.
All right, so I'm going to be singing Eric Clapton, Wonderful.
Eric Clapton, Wonderful.
Great song.
TikTok superstar we found. I did. Late one night at 2 in the morning, as I am addicted.
And then
to
she messaged me at 2:02 in the morning, and it said, ping.
Yeah. Listen, she's gone TikTok crazy.
Oh, no. Chrissy has gone TikTok
crazy.
TikTok
crazy.
No, there's a thing that is not called TikTok crazy, Chrissy, because Chrissy just got on, and she had 3 followers. Now she's up to 200, and she has to go live. You have to have 1,000 followers to go live. Thank you for
that.
The gifts. I thank you for that. You're going to be shouted out even more. Actually, who's ever sending me that gift right now, I need you to call this number for a minute and take this number down, and we're going to have you call in for a second. So, all right, take it away, Scooby.
All right, so let me put on the song real quick, and here we go.
All right, one of my favorites.
Okay,
mine
you
too.
Cut this off. Okay.
Yeah, he's gonna start his background.
Can they hear us?
He's doing his music.
One, here we go.
Late in the evening.
She's wondering what clothes to wear. She puts on her makeup and brushes her long and blonde hair. Then when she asks me, do I look all right? And I say, yes, you look wonderful tonight. You go to a party and everyone turns to see this beautiful lady that's walking around with me. And then when she asks me, do you feel all right? And I say, yes, I feel wonderful tonight. I feel wonderful because I see to a light in your eyes. And the wonder of it all, that you just don't realize.
Okay. And Scoop.
Yes,
I know, because yay!
Very nice.
So yes, it's hard because you're calling in on the phone and you're auditioning for Creed, and then I've got to call somebody that Ryan is trying to call me on my cell phone.
Don't worry.
Yeah, so I'm trying to get on. So Creed, I want you to give him some advice. Ask him some questions.
Yeah, well, the first thing I'd like to say is you definitely got some pure vocals. They sound very clean. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I am 32. I will be 32 in November.
Young.
32. Hold on, one second. And what are you wanting to do? Are you wanting to make a career out of singing?
That would be phenomenal if I can make that happen.
Okay. Is that the only style of music that you do?
I do anything from like music from like the 50s, 60s, the 70s, the 80s. I do some country.
Okay. Well, great. Okay, that's great.
And tell me a little bit what you do.
Okay. Well, a little bit about me, and then I'll tell you about, you know, the record label and things like that. I've had some success over the past couple years, and actually today marks the third year of. I had my highest charting song. It was on Billboard. It had debuted at number 5 3 years ago today. And I've had several songs on the chart. And I help a lot of people behind the scenes that are aspiring artists from the record label standpoint. But I'm also an artist myself also. And the biggest thing to make a career out of it is being on the radio and being heard. You know, the old adage, if the tree falls in the forest, and no one's around to hear it, did it make a sound? And it's the same thing with radio. You've got to get yourself on radio after you find yourself the song. And everything is based on the song. And that's what that's what I can help you do. Find the song, get you in the studio, get it recorded, and see if we can't get you on the radio. And that's my advice to you.
Right.
So what we can do after today, you can reach out to me, and Don can give you contact information to reach out to me privately. And we can go from there. But I really appreciate you singing today.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, I'm at Creed Warner Record Label. We just hooked him up with Scooby on the phone right now. And like I said, when we do a show, everything's precise and timing-wise because we actually have the – is he answering? Okay. Is he on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay, it's not working?
It's a she.
Okay. All right. Well, so what we're doing is we are featuring TikTokers and people that want to be featured on the show. And we actually are waiting for Ryan. He's got the Blue Family Party, you know, that everybody does the Blue Hearts. And I'm trying to reach him, and he is supposed to be calling in about 5 minutes. He's on the road right now. So if he can't make it this week, it'll be next week. So we're waiting for him to call right now. But anyway, so two of you. So Scooby, thank you so much. Scooby, give your TikTok information and what your live feed is about. Hold on, Creed. Scooby?
Yes, ma'am.
Give your TikTok information where they can follow you and watch you perform. as well as because you perform, you know, on TikTok. Give your TikTok name.
Yes, everyone can find me as Scooby the Karaoke Guy.
Scooby?
And I go...
Okay, Scooby the Karaoke Guy. There
yes,
you go.
Ma'am.
Perfect. Well, that was a Hollywood connection. And I have something for you before we go to our next guest. Scooby, since you're my first singer from TikTok, let's play that congratulations song. You actually have a certificate coming from Hollywood Connections.
Woo-hoo.
And this song is for you. DeborahHampton.com wrote it just for this opportunity. And it's called Congratulations. So we're going to send you a certificate for being our lifetime singer that we actually have our first TikTok singer on our show. And Creed Warner, thank you so much. Hold on. This song is for you. Congratulations.
You.
And we're going to go to our next guest in just a minute. I'll be right back. Dawn Reese. Lisa.
Lisa V.
Lisa V.
Hollywood Connections.
We'll be right back.
Everybody's having a party, everybody's having fun. Everybody's really glad that you are the one. Everybody's celebrating all that you've done. Let's all join in the celebration. Let's celebrate, yes, you've been great. It's your day.
And that song is for you, Scooby. Thank you so much for calling Hollywood Connections Be Discovered live on the radio. Six stations, two FM, three FM, three AM, and then two TV networks. And again, thank you so much for calling in one of our TikTokers. And also, Jeremiah, are you still there? Jeremiah
yeah.
at night? Okay, so Jeremiah, give your TikTok a name one more time.
My name is Jeremiah Knight 7.
Jeremiah Knight 7. Okay, and then also you've got a book that you're talking about. We're waiting for our next caller to call in. We have a few minutes.
Oh, yes. I make Christian Japanese anime. We're making a comic book out of the full-length book that I made last year, and it's going to be geared towards teenagers dealing with middle school, high school, and being a Christian.
And Lisa, you know Jeremiah.
I do know Jeremiah. I got a
Lisa
question.
Rock.
Yeah, Lisa rocks. No, you rock. I have a question. Somebody, because of my situation with my book and, you know, not writer's block, more like time. Somebody, what is your opinion? Somebody told me that this can be done, and I know if anybody would know the answer, it would be you. If not, you could find it out. That you can actually, like, do your book online and you can sell it, like, a chapter at a time. So, A, there's no writer's block, and B, you keep... you know, the reader guessing. What do you think? Because I can whip out 10, 12 pages a week. That's not an issue. It's just trying to finish the whole book, and life happens, and Dawn on TikTok at 3 in the morning, and I'm sleeping, and ping, 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 there it goes, and she's all over the place,
well,
which is awesome.
But the thing is, and Jeremiah, you can understand this, because we're on TikTok. We have a mission, and that mission was to get 1,000 people to watch us live right now.
And that's what you did. Right, and exactly. Like, I know nothing about TikTok, and
right.
I just got on now. So, like I said, all I knew about TikTok before was... a bunch of young kids were doing video. That's all. That's like the Facebook for kids.
Listen,
so I didn't know.
The grandparents have been having a ball with it.
Yeah.
Because they're so bored. They're just having a ball. It's
so
awesome.
Yeah, yeah, so coronavirus sort of kind of, you know, helped with a lot of different things. So, you know, that's where we're at. But what do you think, Jeremiah, about, you know, doing the book a chapter at a time?
Well, first, and if I could be very honest with you, every word that comes out of Lisa's mouth should be paid for because it's fantastic. It's gold.
Boy,
you
know, my publicist really knows that. I'm paying you in dip from now on. I got to ship you some Captain Rusty seafood dip. It's amazing.
Hey, guys, guess what? I need someone on TikTok. If you know Ryan Lee Mills, and we actually, I cannot leave because we're doing a special on my phone. I know you TikTokers go into the blue room, and he needs to call the station number.
727-441-3000.
He's calling my cell phone, and we can't answer my cell phone. So if anybody knows Ryan Lee Mills, we need him to pop on here and tell him to check his messenger on TikTok. We're trying to get him on. I love his TikTok room. 9 o'clock tonight. They got a blue family. He's the one of the many that helped me get to go live.
Oh, great.
Fabulous. So I'm waiting for his call. We're going to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back on our second half hour. I'm going off of YouTube because we have a special with the screenwriter from Jaws.
Yay!
Screenwriter from Jaws, Carl.
Wow.
So we're going to make a call to Carl, but we have some commercial breaks to come on the air. We'll be right back.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TVSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Hey everybody, this is Andrew Michael Krantz with some fantastic news for aspiring actors and actors that just want to get the juices flowing again. The Actors Academy, opening up at the Florida Future Factory right here in Clearwater, Florida, where you can learn the techniques of Stella Adler, Stanford Meisner, Lee Strasberg. Give us a call at 727-326-2467. Phenomenal classes. You'll have a great time. New York theater, New York film acting here in Florida.
Countdown for actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
You didn't stop the Facebook.
And we're back. Hollywood Connections 106.1 FM, The Heat, and three and five other stations. And we are here with our TikTok
and I signed
crew
up.
That we just had. And
I
Lisa
I,
B.
I just signed up with my name. Let's see if it works. I don't know. Let's
okay,
see.
Well, I have our VIP guest on the phone from California. I think he's calling from. But let's play a little surprise for him. Hold on. When I first met him at a SharkCon event, let's play that intro of the two interviews real quick. And we'll be right back. And I've got, he's going to introduce you. You're going to love this. If you're a screenwriter, stay tuned because He actually was the original screenwriter for the movie Jaws. Like,
hi,
Jaws.
I'm Carl.
Hold it. Listen.
Hi, I'm Carl Gottlieb, and I'm going to be seeing you on Hollywood Connections soon.
Yes, he is the screenwriter from Jaws. I'm Don Reese. I'm so excited.
Me too.
Okay, and then let's play Bellini real quick. This is another one, the other one. And the lady that got eaten up by the shark, by Jaws, she's on. Yeah, so let's play
I'm
that.
Susan Baccalini.
Baccalini.
Yes, and she's with Hollywood Connections, and she was the first actress in Jaws.
First actress in Jaws.
That got eaten up.
That got eaten up right in the beginning.
So excited to be
Don't
here.
Get
Thank
water.
You for the interview.
Oh, you're welcome.
Awesome. And can I get one picture with her?
Okay, and we're back. Carl, are you there live on six stations and a YouTube podcast and then goes to two TV networks, VH2 TV, VH2.tv in Atlanta and 24flix.com. And we're so glad that you joined us. Do you remember that shout out that you did for me?
Yes, I did. You were there with your little microphone and I was at my table signing my stuff and there we are.
Amazing. You know, everybody wants to know, so how long have you been a writer?
Basically all my life. I won prizes for composition in grade school, high school, and college, and I edited a college humor magazine, and I won a scholarship, and I've always been Mr. Words. I've never not been a reading or writing. I can't remember not being able to read.
Wow. So we have a big dog. We have a security dog at the station.
We have two big, Labradoodles?
Yeah.
Big ones. Trust me,
and
I
Doberman's
scared
over
it.
There. Yeah, we got Doberman.
Oh, that's a Doberman?
No, there. Yeah. Yeah, over there. Yeah. So anyways, Carl, so we are here with my co-host, Lisa V. And how did you sell the script, that you wrote to the people who bought it? Tell us a story.
Are you talking about Jaws?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, you have to understand, Jaws was a successful novel first, written by Peter Benchley.
Okay.
It was a huge New York Times bestseller. Producers Zanuck and Brown optioned it with an eye toward making it into a movie. They commissioned a script by Benchley, wrote the first few drafts. Then they weren't satisfied, so they hired another writer named Howard Sackler, who also wrote a few drafts. And then Steven Spielberg saw the script in the Zanuck and Brown's office, and he was looking for another picture to direct. He had just finished doing Sugarland Express for them, which was a critical success, but did not do well at the box office. Nobody wanted to see Goldie Hawn's boyfriend get killed. So he was looking for a popular film, something as a young director he could direct and would be kind of assured that it would get a large release. So he asked if he could read the script. He loved it. He said, I want to do this. And then he called me and he sent me a copy of the script and said, first of all, pick out a part for yourself because if you're in the movie, you have a background in improvisation and live theater. You can help me with the actors because I'm going to use a lot of local actors and we'll be improvising. And oh, by the way, on the cover of the script, he had written two words, eviscerate it.
Wow.
So I wrote a whole, yeah. So I wrote a very lengthy memo because this was before email.
Right.
This is all paper.
You know
paper
who I,
and
can
carbon
I,
paper.
Carl, do you know who I had on my show a couple weeks ago that invented the email? Dr. No. Shiva.
Really?
Dr.
Well,
Shiva.
Hell of a job. I remember my first email account was with MCI Mail, and what made it so exciting was you composed an email, and then it was printed on paper and sent in an orange envelope.
Right.
The same day. On the same day, they would send it. So it was paper mail, but it was electronically fast. And that was, I was using a computer for word processing and stuff and even telecommunications, back in the 20th century. I was using a computer before before DOS. I had CPM on my computer.
Wow.
Wow,
that's like old school language. I know about that because my uncle was really into computers, but wow, I didn't think I'd hear those three letters again.
There's a whole bunch of guys who were like heroes of the movement. Ward Christensen, who wrote the Christensen Protocol, and then Tim Berners-Lee, who, you know, basically he and ARPANET made what was going to become the Internet. In the early days, you could text with somebody. There were the equivalent of chat rooms, but what they were just racks and racks of modems. So everybody who called in live to a modem, and you could pick up other users. You could chat with them. It was astonishing. I mean, in the early days, when before packet switching, you could watch somebody typing on the screen, you know, on their typewriter, on their computer. You could just see them back up over their errors and then push send, and then you'd get the whole message.
Wow.
It was pioneer days. It was like steam-powered computing.
Now,
anyway, but go ahead.
Oh, yes. So I know Richard Dreyfuss I got to meet over at SharkCon, which was fabulous. And it was so funny. Yes. The lady that was the PR person that was around, and everybody knows who she is, and she works with Barbara Eden and all these other people.
Oh, wow. And, I dream a genie.
Yeah. So she looked at Richard, and I've interviewed her before because Barbara Eden wasn't doing interviews. And she looked at Richard. She goes, Dawn's good. You can hang out. Yeah, go for it. And so, but what has been your most favorite memory of JAWS?
The first public paid preview that we went to in the spring of 1975, somewhere around February, I think, or March, the movie was finished. They did one preview in Dallas. They did not take the writer.
Okay.
And then that was on a Friday night. And on a Saturday night, they did it in Lakeview in Orange County at a multiplex. And in those days, you did not know what the sneak preview would be. There'd be an ad in the local paper saying, you know, sneak preview, Hollywood movie, you know, double feature. You pay for, you know, Butch Cassidy or whatever was playing in the theater, and they would screen another movie. And if you were a hipster, you would figure out, you know, what was on the schedule for the studio. So, oh, it's probably JAWS. But most people who went to the theater that night were not expecting to see JAWS.
Okay.
And then they did. Now,
whoa.
Stephen was nervous and pacing. Stephen and myself and my then wife, three of us, went down in a limo together. We had a thermos full of chamomile tea to calm Stephen down because he was nervous because the Dallas preview had gone very well. But you can't tell much from one show. I mean, you know, I've been to previews that you thought that the picture was a huge hit, and then the picture came out, and you know, it wasn't
wow,
such a huge
and
hit.
JAWS has been such a hit. And
yeah.
Go ahead.
So now here we are, and for the very first minute, the audience is dead silent, and then they're applauding. And then when the first scare moment comes there, I mean, it was just an extraordinary thing. And then at one point, there was somebody who ran up the aisle, and Stephen muttered, "Oh, shit, our first walkout."
Because they were that scared.
Yeah,
they were that scared. They had to go to the bathroom. They couldn't wait, and they came right back. And, you know, and then when the movie ended, there was this eruption of applause and murmur and people talking to each other, and everybody rushing the bathrooms because everybody had held it in for 2 hours, and there was no place quiet to talk. And the executives from Universal who were down there, it was like, you know, Sid Sheinberg and the head of marketing, head of publicity, all these very high-powered executives in their expensive suits, you know, standing in the men's room because it was the only place where they could talk, water up to their shoes because every other bathrooms were flooding. And right then and there, they made the decision to release the picture in 400 theaters, which in those days was unheard of, you know, to do a wide release. And that's how the summer movie blockbuster phenomenon started.
Wow. Well,
With that one show.
What year was Jaws? When did it come out? What year?
45 years ago. 1975.
Today.
75, 45-year anniversary.
Are you kidding? Today? And we have Carl.
I was 4 years old.
What a guy.
This is a big deal. We're going to go, woo! We have the screenwriter for Jaws. The Jaws, the whole sit
down. I didn't know that.
You wrote every one, correct?
I did not do four. To this day, I've never seen four.
I didn't even know. See, I didn't even know there was a four. So, see, you just enlightened me right there.
This is kind of a significant date because the very first day of principal photography, I think we started on the beach scene where Chrissy and the boy run off together.
The lady Beccalini, right? Beccalini?
Susan Beccalini, yes.
Right.
That was the first shot of the first day's shooting, and I believe that was on May 2nd, 1974. And the movie came out in June of 75. That's why it's 45 years.
Wow.
46 years ago was the first day of principal photography. 46 years ago today.
Well, Carl, I have a surprise. I have a surprise for you. Have you heard of TikTok?
Yes, I have.
Are you on it?
I watch TikTok when they come by my screen when somebody sends me something. I don't join up, and I'm not making any of them.
You're my type of peeps, Carl. I'm new at this. She's on fire with TikTok.
No, let me explain, Carl. I had no idea. I thought it was like America's Funniest Videos.
Me too.
Yeah. And so, you know, in the next hour, I have the two biggest TikTokers that are put a video out today, 47,000 views already. But the cool thing is, if you get 1,000 followers, which you are live, which I'm talking to my TikTokers all over the world.
Woohoo!
And if you actually go live.
We say en español.
And you follow me through these shows, they follow each other. And then also they send you TikToks. And like today, you know, I did a live feed at home, Carl, and I took a couple dollars from the TikTokers that sent it to me. And there was a homeless man that wanted, he was asking for something. And I went into the store and I bought him a hot dog, and Chrissy put some money in there too. And then we also bought him something else. So I'll tell you, that's a blessing. These TikTokers help you out and they believe in you. So I just had a TikTok show featuring TikTokers from all over the world. And then I've got the two best ones at 6:30. So, yeah, so if you're on TikTok, there's more to that than meets the eye. I had no clue.
Me?
And they're so supportive.
Oh, I see that. Great. I mean, I see what Dawn's doing and other people, and it's amazing.
Oh, and by the way, Carl, I put your videos up there on TikTok.
Surprise.
It was the interview that I just did for the intro for the show. And then the other one is a kind of a short interview of you when I came with my microphone when I was doing some reporting. So anybody that's watching.
Yeah.
So that's on my TikTok. So it's Dawn Reese number 3. Dawn Reese number. Okay. What's yours, Lisa?
I am. It says I'm the real Lisa V. It's got some number at the top. But let me.
So
get,
that number is important for everybody.
Oh, that number. Okay. Well, then we need to make sure.
Yeah, and if you're following right now, and we're live, and then Carl, would you like to do now? What are you doing now these days? And what are your hobbies?
Well, I'm doing a lot of podcasts and interviews because it's the 45th anniversary and everybody is aware of that.
Wow. So where can they find your podcast? You're doing podcast?
No, I'm like right now, I'm a guest.
Yes. Guest. And so if there's another, I have a lot of friends that have podcasts and other radio shows that they'd love to have you on as well. And I was waiting.
Well, depending on my schedule, I will do them. Sometimes I do them with video, so I'm a live talking head. Also, nowadays, you know, what with the pandemic, I am socially distancing myself at home.
Right.
And last year I had a heart attack on July 31st.
Oh, my gosh. And you're here to tell us a miracle story. You had a heart attack.
Yes.
And a miracle story.
I survived it.
Yay. Praise God.
They patched me up at the Cedars-Sinai Hospital, the cardiac care. I got the hole in my heart was fixed, and but I had to. It was touch and go. So for a couple of weeks, I was in intensive care. I have no memory of that time.
Wow.
I came out. I was weak as a kitten. So I've been doing 6 months of rehab, you know, 3 months at a rehab facility where they basically taught me how to walk and talk and think again because I had lost all that.
Oh, wow.
I was in a coma.
Wow.
And then,
well, what a miracle story. Oh, my gosh,
yeah,
what a miracle story.
Then I kept getting better. Yeah, then I kept getting better, and I came home November 1st. I got back to my house.
Hey, is this
right? I have caregivers watching out for me to make sure I don't fall down the stairs.
Right.
And I have a physical therapist who visits me.
Are you on hold? He's on hold.
Oh, he's on hold.
He's walking.
Yeah, oh, sorry, we didn't know that. Well, that's not what they said.
We're here. We got some extra background. Okay, we're still here, Carl. Sorry about that.
Okay.
What
am I? Basically, I'm taking care of myself. Now, just when I was getting up to speed where I could dismiss the caregivers and start living on my own again, you know, keeping my own schedules. Just when that happened, boom, here comes the pandemic, and I can't go out. I can't, you know, I can't go to dinner with anyone. I can't go to the movies.
Well, guess what, Carl? Carl, I've got a surprise for you on the phone. Since you started this is my surprise to you, and my gift to the amazing writer, original writer of Jaws, and I've got a caller. Is Ryan on the phone? We've been trying to get Ryan on for the last half hour. And he's been calling my phone, and we're live on TikTok. Ryan, are you there?
I am.
Well, Ryan, guess what? It was meant to be for you to call in this half-hour special. I have got the original writer from Jaws on. You know, Carl, tell me your full name.
My name is Carl Gottlieb. I share the screenplay credit on Jaws with Peter Benchley, and I appear in the movie as an actor playing Meadows, the publisher of the newspaper.
Isn't that cool? So guess what?
Oh, wow.
Guess what, Ryan? He's on TikTok, and he has to get his followers. So let me ask you, Carl, how many followers do you have about?
Hard to tell because, I mean, I on Facebook, I have like 5,000 friends.
Right.
I'm up to the limit. And I don't know who's following because there's like five different Jaws groups.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there. You got to hear what Ryan's going to help you. He's going to help you.
Okay.
And
so,
me.
So, and yes, and me. And then when I do lives, you'll have to join on. Ryan, tell me what you do. We have 5 minutes left. I was trying to get you on the last half hour, but that's okay.
Oh, no, that's fine.
All right, so Ryan, tell everybody.
That's fine. Well, listen, it's a privilege to be on your show, Don, and it's a privilege to meet you, sir. And TikTok is, if you don't know, the hottest, most fastest growing social media platform on the planet. And if you ask some of the big gurus, certainly not me, but people that are bigger than me on TikTok, they will tell you, if you're trying to reach other people and you're trying to, you know, to get out there and get your name, business, your message, like Don says, your miracle story or what have you, TikTok is the way to go right now. In 2020, TikTok is growing faster than any other platform. And it's basically a place where you can reach out. A lot of kids, you know, I think 75% is from all the way down to, you know, 12 and 13, all the way in between 13 and 18. So a lot of younger kids on there. But there are, and I found in the past month or two, there are a lot of folks, business folks, public speakers, even preachers, ministers, actors, those sort of things, people. They're starting to navigate from Facebook, from Twitter, from all these other social media platforms over to TikTok because it is exploding. When I say exploding, I'm brand new. I'm brand new, but I mean, I went in 3 weeks. You know, I went from 0 to 3,000 in 3 weeks. And what I've learned, and I created a niche. And what she's talking about is the Blue Heart Fam. This is basically a community of people that have come together and joined my live at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Is when I go live, and basically they jump on there and and they meet each other, they follow each other, and, you know, anywhere from 30 to 150 people come on there, and they come and go. Some like what they see, some enjoy, and some really fall in love with what I'm trying to do. And that's basically give back, right? You give back, help you grow on the platform, tips and tricks. And, you know, I post videos throughout the day, four times a day. That's the magic number. Post four videos a day. And then that's hard for some people, certainly when you're first starting. You know, when you're first starting, it's like, oh, my goodness, this is a bunch of young kids shaking, you know, shaking around and with the hip hop music, and that's all good and well, right? And those kids enjoy that, and they follow each other. But there's the other side of it. There's 30 and over clubs. There's niches, and you know, you've probably heard this before. You got to find a niche, and with your Jaws theme, that would be the niche. And you say there's groups on Facebook and such. And once they follow you on TikTok,
you're getting triple the followers on TikTok. I want to be honest with you. Right now, I have got a handful up here. I know they were waiting. They can't hear me on TikTok right now, but I mean, they can hear me, but they can't hear the call in. They have to go to Tan Talk Radio Network to hear us live on YouTube.
And www.tantalknetwork.com, and you'll be able to see all of it, hear all of it.
Exactly. So
until we get the show to where we need it to be for Hollywood Connections, 1,000 followers. So everybody on TikTok, follow Dawn Reese.
Dawn Reese 3. And so, Carl, so you'll have to give me that. Like, right now, if Lisa was following me, people would be following her, my co-host.
Right.
You have to go to the live feed where it says Watch Party in your inbox. You go to the top, it says Watch. It should say Hollywood Connections 106.1 FM. And that will tell everybody that this person is live. It's a watch. And if you're scrolling through, instead of adding them as a friend, it'll say live. And Carl, guess what? If you tune into my show here at 6:30, I've got two TikTokers. One is Brandon Max, and he is getting 5,000 hits, I guess, as soon as he puts videos up. Yes, and then we have another one. Who is the other one? Zach Berber, I think. He's going to call in, if you know him, at 6:30. So these people are helping people as well. We have got 2 minutes, Carl. I'd like to do an Instagram live with you sometime soon, but let's get you live on TikTok so you can have your own show. How's that?
I hate to rain on your parade, but you know, I live alone and I like it.
Right.
And if I wanted a million followers, I would have been out there, you know, from the beginning.
But you have a story, Carl. You have a story, and your stories are so, yeah.
Since we only have a few minutes left, if you want my story, there's a book called The Jaws Log.
Okay, The Jaws Log. And where do they buy that book?
Best-selling book. You can buy it anywhere books are sold, Amazon, A Libris, an independent bookstore. It's the best-selling book about the making of a movie ever written.
Wow.
It was published originally in 1975. I published a 25th, a 30th, and a 40th anniversary edition. It's published by HarperCollins. So just go look for The Jaws Log by Carl Gottlieb. And it's got all stories from production. It's exactly how the movie was made, how Steven and I became friends when we were young boys in Hollywood, and everything in the, and a lot of good photographs.
Carl, I know my engineer is giving me the time, and it goes so fast, and I want to thank you. God bless you. We will promote your book. I'll find your book, and I'll promote it on social media and when I'm live on TikTok. You've been such a delight from Jaws and all the history that you've done in the movie. And Ryan, give your shout-out one more time, your TikTok name and what time.
Yeah, you can follow me at ryan.lee.mill on TikTok. I go live at 9.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.